Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, beginning at the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in step with it. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. These are the words of our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed, my favorite scene from The Lord of the Rings is the Bridge of Khazad Dûm. The Balrog has been chasing the Fellowship of the Ring through the underground city of Moria, and it seems like hope is fading. The Balrog, that demon from the deep, is catching up on the group of seven, and it seems all will be lost. Then Gandalf takes his stand in the middle of this rock bridge. I am the servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Arnor. You cannot pass. If you've seen the movie, he slams his staff into the bridge and that rock bridge crumbles under the Balrog, and it seems like victory is won. The Balrog is plunging into the abyss. But then he swings his whip one last time and lashes around Gandalf's knee pulls him into the abyss. I want to present to you that bridge of Khazad Dûm, that face-off between Gandalf the Grey and the Balrog, that's a picture of you and me. When we read our text, you didn't see this. But this text is set surrounded by conflict and warfare, opposition, battle between a force of evil and a force of good. And that battle is not going on outside of you, but inside of you. Paul, previous to our text, says that the Spirit and our sinful flesh, they're in conflict with each other. They're in constant opposition. And Paul even says, so that you do not do what you want to do. We are at war with ourselves. As a Christian, we have two competing entities within us. The old sinful nature, that ancient evil from deep within us, and the new man that is being worked by God the Holy Spirit. That budding faith that he has placed in us, so that now we're in constant conflict. Just previous to these verses, Paul listed the fruit of the sinful flesh. But in our selection, we have the fruit of the Spirit. Yesterday, Professor DeGarmo told us that we're to turn away, repent from our sin. So when we see evil, we turn away from it. But to what do you turn? What are you going to fix your eyes on? What is the Spirit trying to work and produce in you? Love, joy, peace, patience. The list that Paul provided here. But what happens as we live this conflict? I think every one of us here today would say, yes, I want to be more loving. I want to be more patient with the people around me, especially my roommates. I want to be full of joy. Boy, I could really improve in my self-control. But what happens? Out of the deep, that whip comes lashing up and grabs us around the knee and pulls us down. Our sinful nature is real. And our warfare is real. So that we do not do what we want to do. We're not often marching through this world confident. We're limping and we're crawling. We're beaten up by the battle. Sometimes our sinful nature wins in a given conflict. What are we to do then? To where do we look? If we look within ourselves for our own strength, we would love to be Gandalf, right? On that bridge, you shall not pass. But who has the strength for that? We need to look outside of ourselves. We need someone to come and rescue us and deliver us. And in this text, God the Holy Spirit is the one to whom we're directed. He is the one that brings us the treasures of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Through His word and sacraments, He comes to us and He strengthens us inside. Now, you may think, yeah, with Him I can fight this battle of sin and win, but that's not the real strength that He gives you. In the battle against sin, He gives you the strength to crawl back to the cross and to see once again the real payment for your sins. To see once again the great love, the unfailing love that God has for sinners just like you and me. He brings us back again to the waters of baptism, where He washed us clean of all our sins, past, present, and future, where He poured out His Spirit upon us and made us His dearly loved children. And then He urges us to the altar to eat and drink the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins and for the strengthening of our faith, including our fight against our sinful nature, the world, and the devil. So if you're struggling with your sins, if you feel like Satan has his whip wrapped around your knee and there's nothing you can do, go to where the Spirit promises to be. Open your Bible. Let God speak to you and comfort you. Remember what He promised you in your baptism. And be led to the altar to eat and to drink for the strengthening of your faith. You shall not pass. Gandalf fell, but he emerged, not Gandalf the Grey, but Gandalf the White. God grant you His Spirit so that you emerge through the trials and difficulties, all the temptations of this life, among the white-robed band in heaven. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, confessing all our sins and failings. At times, we've been ensnared by the devil and given in to the desires of our flesh. We pray that you would once again drown our old Adam and give us the resurrection to new life. Pour out your Spirit upon us through word and sacrament, that we would be strengthened in our faith, strengthened even in our fight against sin. Send your holy angels to watch over us and guard and protect us from all of the attacks of the evil one. Surround us with good Christian friends who will help us in this fight, that we may together persevere and obtain that white robe which you have waiting for us in heaven. Bless us also, Father, so that we can help others in their fight too. We commend all things into your loving hands. In Jesus' name, amen.